It's another tequila sunrise. I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again. Well, let's do it. Friday tradition. Wheel in the cart, please.
Scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
Here it comes with acting producer AJ wheeling in the ingredients for the Susie drink of the week. What are we going to make, Susie?
We're making a grape on the beach, or grape by the ocean,
okay,
as we determined. Okay, so this is a takeoff on sex by the beach, or sex on the beach. And first of all, you get your chilled cocktail glasses, which unfortunately we prematurely got out of the freezer, so they lost their mist, but they are cold.
All right.
And you get a shaker of ice. And first of all, you're going to put in a shot of grape vodka.
Okay.
Some grape vodkas are purple already, but this is not. It's clear, but it's grape vodka.
Producing, acting producer AJ, are you partaking?
Yes, I will be.
All right.
It's Friday. I mean, might
it's
as well.
A requirement. You produce this show, you damn well will.
That's why Haas hasn't let me fill in it for a while. Kind of missed a few of them.
Then you get some peach. I'm using peach vodka here. This is this Lone Star Texas peach vodka. You can use peach schnapps, but peach.
Okay.
And you put in just a quarter ounce. So that's the little end of the jigger.
Okay. And this is to what? Kind of break or dilute the grape taste? Or
to add peach.
Add peach. All right.
Grape and peach go together?
Peach is usually in the sex on the beach. That's the basis of it.
Of course.
Okay. Then you put in a quarter shot of blue curacao, and it's curacao, not curaco or curacao. And you put in a quarter, and it just tastes like orange, but it's blue, like Tidy Bowl water blue. I don't know why.
Moving to the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Okay, and then you get some grenadine. I got Rose's grenadine. You put in a splash of that.
Which is pink or red.
Yeah, it is a pomegranate syrup.
Okay.
And see, this is going to make it purple. Blue and red
make purple.
Oh, I remember that.
We'll see if that comes to be.
Okay, a little splash of that. And then you get some sweet and sour, and you put in a splash of that.
Are blue or red a primary color?
Both are.
All right.
Now you're putting in yellow.
Thank you.
This is going to come out brown.
It's going to come out, yeah.
I think we're going to have unintended color consequences from all these different colors we're throwing in.
This is Mr. and Mrs. T, sweet and sour. And I remember a Saturday Night Live sketch where they had Mr. T on. He was hosting, and they did a Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary mix. Mm. And there was a Mrs. T, and she had a mohawk and the glass. And that's it. And then you shake it all up.
Okay.
And you do it until the frost forms on the outside of the metal shaker.
A lot of drama about what color this is going to be with all these different colors we put in.
More interested in the taste.
Yeah. And then you strain it into your glass.
It is
blue.
Kind of bluish.
That's blue.
Predominantly blue.
Predominantly blue. It's blurple.
All right.
And that's it. And then you sip it.
Okay.
It's kind of a deep blue. It's a pretty blue.
Yeah, it's like a bruise, like about 3 days later.
That's a dang good bruise. All right, cheers.
Prost.
Huh. There are some interesting flavors trying to mix together here.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to hate it. But I don't.
I was fully expecting to hate it.
Yeah.
Maybe even hoping to.
How would we describe it to people?
Well, it starts off when you get the first sip to me.
Like a Sour Patch Kid. Sour. Yeah. First it's sour, mm-hmm. then it's sweet.
Right. Well, and it starts like it's going to be too fruity, but the vodka comes along and
knocks
it down for you.
Yeah.
There's a little battle that takes place.
Right.
Tiny
and
bit.
The vodka wins.
Right. That's the story of my life. The vodka wins.
Vodka always
wins.
Again, vodka won. Susie nothing.
I like it. I'm going to swallow it.
Oh, good. Wow.
Dean hasn't swallowed in a few weeks. I like it. I'm going to swallow.
Awesome. AJ.
I am with you guys.
Yay. All right. This is a unanimous swallow. If you want to learn how to make the Susie drink of the week, check it out online on our social media. We'll be right back.
Yummy.